Avi Yorish, good afternoon to you, and how fantastic it is to have you back.
Always happy back on the show, Simon. Nice to hear your voice.
Avi, I've been noticing on my WhatsApp notifications in the past couple of days that your book, Thou Shalt Innovate, your book which describes Israeli inventions and the impact that it has on the world, has been translated into Hindi, into Czech, into I don't know what. What's going on, Avi? Is there such an enormous market for the book?
Thank God the book is doing very, very well. It seems to be well received. It's now been translated into 10 languages. It's coming out. My hope is that I've already signed contracts in 35 languages over the course of the next 12 months. The book is doing extraordinarily well. The message that Israeli technology is repairing the world, curing the sick, feeding the hungry, and helping the needy seems to have found a real interest in the market. People are curious, how is Israel doing this? How is a state the size of New Jersey creating technology that is improving the lives of so many people around the world? And thankfully, that message is really resonating.
So tell me something, in a country like India, because I have read that it's just been translated into Hindi, how's it been received there? In particular,
it's been received very, very well. If you look at some of the technologies that Israel is specifically putting out in the world when it comes to medicine, water, agriculture, these are specific realms where India really is looking to partner with countries, is looking to partner on creative ideas with ventures that can improve the lives of their population. Let's just take one, for example. We've talked about this in the past on the show, is something called the grain cocoon, which is it's like a Ziploc bag.
Yes.
That takes grain, and grain normally has bugs inside of it. Israel's created this bag that seals up the grain and kills the bugs inside without having to resort to harmful pesticides. That, for example, is doing very, very well in India today. Or take, for example, drip irrigation and other water technologies. As we also discussed on the show before, Israel is one of the world's only water superpowers. And Israel has leveraged a number of different technologies to get there, all of which can and should be used in places like India.
Avi, I love the positivity of the story, and I love the fact it's being received as positively as it is. I'm just really wondering whether the opposite is also true. Do you get huge resistance from BDSs and the like in the markets in which you are publishing?
Here's what I normally say, and there's no market that entirely receives a book of any kind very, very well. But the messages in this particular book and the individuals that are featured inside of it, no matter whether you stand all the way on the far left or on the far right, these are individuals that we all know are making the world a better place. These are individuals that their technology is not value neutral, but value positive. And so I don't get a lot of pushback when it comes to talking about the specific innovations and the innovators that I feature in the book, because their technology really is value positive. It is improving the lives of individuals all over the world.
That's so interesting. Sorry, I'm completely off topic today because we were supposed to talk about digital government in Estonia, but we might just have to carry that over to next week. Avi, I noticed a headline on the Times of Israel today where they are talking about an exhibition that will showcase Israeli technologies in the UAE of all places. Are things changing to that extent?
The world is changing very, very rapidly. If you look at Israel and the Gulf and the Arab world, they've been doing business for a very long time under the radar. We are now seeing a number of things happening over the radar. We are, for example, seeing technologies in defense that the Arab world and Israel are collaborating on very, very closely. But leaving aside defense, or even if you want to focus on defense for a moment, when Prime Minister Netanyahu went to Oman a few months ago, the two things that they discussed, the Omanis and the Israelis, were water and defense. We are now seeing in a whole host of realms, the Arab world is coming around and realizing we must innovate. Simon, as we've talked about before, over the course of the next 2-3 decades, we're going to see massive, massive change in the realms of artificial intelligence, space, water, food, a whole host of issues. And the Arab world is not blind to these issues. Israel is innovating at a pace, at an unprecedented pace. And given that everyone is in the same neighborhood, the Arab world is looking to Israel to help them. Look, Simon, let me ask you a very simple question.
Yeah.
When was the first smartphone that was issued? Do you remember? What year was it?
Oh, my goodness me. I don't know. What, 8, 10 years ago?
It was 2007. It was 12 years ago. None of us can imagine life prior to the smartphone at this point.
That's right.
That was 12 years ago. Yeah. Can you imagine where we're going to be in 12 years' time? We're going to see in our lifetime a vastly, vastly different world. We both have the ability to kill ourselves and implode the planet, or deliver a much, much better product to our children, our grandchildren, and our great-great-grandchildren. And as we look to the next generations, one of the gifts that we can give them is innovation today. And the Arab world and Israel, I believe, have a very positive future ahead of themselves. Look, let's just focus on water again for a moment. Egypt, a country of 100 million people, in 6 years, Egypt is going to run out of water. It literally is going to run out of water in 6 years. Egypt isn't blind to this reality, and its neighbor to the north, Israel, is one of the world's only water superpowers. It's a country that's 60% desert and yet has more water than it knows what to do with. When it comes to the UAE, incidentally, has a very strong and thriving Jewish community. Very strong and thriving Jewish community. Most people aren't aware of that, but they have a strong Jewish community. And as the UAE is very aware of the fact that the world is changing, technology is in a position to help it, and Israel is a key factor, a potentially key factor in helping them innovate for the betterment of their society.
Avi Yoresh, that's where we leave it today. Thank you as always for your insights and for giving so much hope in quite a difficult circumstance in which Israel finds itself at the moment, what with northern borders, southern borders, Iran, etc. You just, you know, you make it so clear that it's a superpower from a technological perspective with so much to give and therefore so strong. So yeah, Avi, thank you so much and look forward to speaking to you same time next week.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Simon.